The Pinoki Mountain Range in Ashland and Iron counties has as much as 20% of the nation's iron ore deposits. Now a Florida company, the Klein Group, has purchased the rights to that forested land. That's raised the eyebrows of environmental activists like Frank Kane.
Our concern is that it seems to be on a fast track, at least from the position of the mining companies. We were always told we had low-grade ore. Well, now it's high-grade magnetic iron ore.
Kane is part of a group called SaveTheWatersEdge.com. A larger consortium is the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission. Director Jim Zorn says mining the Pinokies challenges the livelihood of the Bad River and Red Cliff bands of Ojibwe.
It sounds very trite to say, but what good is the right to harvest the fish if it's so contaminated you can't eat?
Zorn says jobs aren't easily dismissed in Indian country, an area long plagued by unemployment, but he says there's more to it.
Tribes take notice. There's issues of substance, there's issues of process, there's issues of values and vision and of community. You know, much like we saw with the Crandon mine situation down by the Mole Lake tribe a few years ago.
Mole Lake tribe stopped that copper mine because of environmental concerns, but Klein Group spokesman Matthew Fifield says mining iron ore doesn't use the acids of copper mining.
There are very strict laws around environmental degradation, and I don't think we would have taken on the project if we had thought that there were going to be insurmountable objects.
Fifield would like to file an intent to mine in a year, but won't do it unless the surrounding communities are on board. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.